Welcome to a Fresh Story podcast. This season, we're digging into all things divorce. We'll be discussing the ins, the outs, the nitty-gritty, all that stuff we don't talk about. Well, we're going to talk about it. Join us for everything you've always wanted to know about divorce, but were afraid to ask. Remember, you're not alone. Let's dive into divorce together. Hi there, Olivia here. Did you know that you can get divorced online? I know it's wild, but it's true. When we discovered divorce.com, we could sense immediately that their mission was so in line with ours here at Fresh Starts, to eliminate the overwhelm of divorce. Divorce.com is an online platform that offers a streamlined path through divorce to help couples avoid unnecessary conflict and costs. We're all about that here at Fresh Starts. We got the chance to chat with Divorce.com's founder and CEO, Elizabeth Farrow, about the Divorce.com process. And we talked about how passionate they are about making the divorce process easier for everyone involved. Some of the questions we chatted about on this episode of the divorce season include, how can I use Divorce.com to get divorced? What are the benefits of using Divorce.com? How can Divorce.com save me money? And how do I even know if it's a good option for me? For more information, head to Divorce.com, learn more about their comprehensive platform, and get in touch with any questions that you may have. Remember, you're not alone here. We're all here to support you through this time. Let's get started.
I am Liz Farrow. I am the founder and CEO of Divorce.com. At Divorce.com, we believe we can help families get divorced without the unnecessary trauma. So it's our mission to reduce time, cost, uncertainty, and unnecessary trauma in the process.
Amazing. And we're so happy to have you here because one question we get a lot at Fresh Starts is, like, can you make the divorce process easier? And can you get divorced online? So I want to just kind of run through this with you today because you are the go-to here to answer all these questions. So I'm going to pull up the questions so I make sure we cover. Okay. So Liz, if you could just start at the top and take us through the journey of getting divorced on divorce.com. So if somebody is listening to this and they're contemplating divorce or they are thinking about, like, you know, maybe I should get divorced or maybe I shouldn't get divorced, where would they begin with the divorce.com process?
Okay, yeah, sure. I think it's very helpful to think of divorce in three ways, or there are three components to divorce. One being paperwork, so documenting what you agreed to. The second one really being filing that with the courts and making that legal. And then the third being negotiation. So essentially getting into an agreement to make paperwork to then file with the court. So, you know, kind of one, two, three. Not all divorces require a knockdown, drag out negotiation. Certainly a lot do. And the way our legal system, the way traditional divorce is set up is set up to have you fight. And so at divorce.com, we really have a lot of strategies and techniques about trying to ease that negotiation. So do we do contested divorce versus uncontested divorce? I mean, that's sort of a technical term. But all that really means is either you've got a lot of issues to resolve contested, or you were pretty much in agreement uncontested. So we can handle both things.
So something we get a lot is people who we tend to catch people when they're after they've considered getting divorced and they're ready to start the process. And that process, as you know, can be so overwhelming, right? So I know divorce.com, one of the reasons that we love working with you is because you have the similar mission to Fresh Starts, is where, like, you like to eliminate that overwhelm, right? You understand, right? This is an overwhelming process. So literally, like, if I'm coming to you and I'm like, hey, I want to get divorced on divorce.com, what does that look like? Like, what does that process look like for people?
Yeah. Okay. So first off, you pick a package. So I'll kind of take you through our fully guided package that can really handle pretty much every divorce out there. It includes some conflict resolution. So we assign a case manager to you. All of our case managers have helped, you know, tens of thousands of people get divorced. We train. We got all of our sort of senior support team certified with a certified divorce specialist. From there, you have four mediation sessions where you essentially collect the stuff, right? So the stuff is what you own, like your house, a car, piece of art, you know, what have you, what you owe. So the debts, right? So your house payment, car payment, et cetera, student loans. And then, you know, kind of what you earn, your income, what you spend, your expenses, and then of course there's something to handle, you know, child custody, parenting time, like all that kind of stuff. So essentially we collect all this sort of factual information, and then you have to make decisions on it. Who keeps the thing? Do we sell the thing? You know, when do we, you know, what is our custody schedule? What are our responsibilities as far as child support, those types of things? And so these are essentially workshops that are led by mediators, which
right.
The word mediator sounds like a big technical legal term. I like to think of it as just an adult in the room, you know, that kind of helps you land the plane on resolving some things. And then after you've had these mediation sessions, you are in good shape to produce paperwork off of our questionnaire. And then we file for you and you're done. So that's kind of in a nutshell, the breakdown of how divorce.com works.
It's so amazing. Isn't it? I want to point out a couple of things. Like we always say, no two divorces are the same, right? Just like no two marriages are the same. So I love that your team is so equipped to handle all of these different types of divorces, which is amazing. The second thing is, I did mediation on Zoom because it was during the pandemic. So it doesn't sound like it's that different, right? Than like anything that has already been happening, except that you are streamlining the process to such a degree that it really takes that overwhelm and anxiety out of it for people. Is that correct?
That's right. And I think that, you know, most people get divorced, maybe never, maybe once, you know, we have had some repeat customers for sure, but It's a huge change in somebody's life. It is not something that they do every day. And like you say, it's overwhelming, and it's the unknown, I think, that makes it overwhelming. And we just want to take all of that out of it. Like, this is what to expect. Divorce is never easy though. I mean, I'm not trying to totally sugarcoat it. It's a breakup. It's painful. I've been through it too. I probably went through it in the nicest way ever possible. And it still was the hardest thing I probably have ever done. So yeah, taking the overwhelm or the uncertain nature out of the process is what we want to do. And really to protect, like, it's a financial thing, right? Like, can you save money on divorce.com? You could save a lot of money on divorce.com, but it's also your mental sanity.
Yep.
Your kids, right? Like, if you've got kids, like their mental sanity really is kind of one of our whys that we even exist.
So you touched before on how divorce.com can save you money. And as we know, divorce is really expensive, and it's a real stumbling block for a lot of women, especially who are looking for a divorce. So can you just briefly talk? Obviously, we're not giving legal advice, and this is not true for every situation, right? But generally speaking, how can divorce.com save you money through your divorce process?
Right. Okay. So the most expensive divorce, for example, we sell in divorce.com is $2,500, right? Wow. So from like $599 to $2,500. The $2,500 packages are fully guided, where we offer mediation, conflict resolution, all that kind of thing. The reason why divorces on average are somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000, and that's $30,000 and $50,000, right?
Yep.
Is because it starts out in an adversarial way, right? So you say to a friend, who did you use? And divorce is really synonymous with divorce attorney. everybody just assumes they're kind of the same thing. I want to get divorced. Who'd you use? Let me Google divorce attorneys near me. And that you hire a divorce attorney, you pay a retainer probably around $5,000. And then you serve your spouse with papers, which in turn causes them to go pay a $5,000 retainer. And then they do asset discovery. So those two attorneys understand all the assets that you own and your debts, and then really fight you up until settling. So about 99% of divorces are actually settled out of court. So a court doesn't mm-hmm. make the determination. It's just you go through this extremely adversarial process in which to get yourself an agreement. So, you know, at $250 an hour, every time you want to call and talk to your attorney, it's $250 an hour. Every time they write something,
yeah,
it's $250 an hour on both sides.
And that's mine was about triple that, by the way. My divorce lawyers in New York were like four times that amount per hour. So I think, right. Yeah, it can get very expensive.
Well, and think about this too. The average American couple has $120,000 in net assets, 12,000 of it's liquid. Right. So, I mean, you're immediately put into some sort of liquidity bankruptcy mm-hmm. by doing it the traditional divorce way. And really, you just come out worse. I mean, the couple itself has had fewer assets to split. You really hate each other. Like, I mean, you know, nobody yeah. gets divorced because they're like so happy and madly in love, right?
No, no.
There are problems, right? But like, that doesn't mean that, you know, you want more emotional damage for either one of you. I mean, divorce.com protects you mm-hmm. just as much as it protects the other spouse.
Yeah. And the longstanding relationship that you're going to have, because you don't, right. Divorce is just a transition of a relationship. If you have kids with this person, they're going to be in your life forever.
Right.
So having a platform that can really help take that, you know, animosity out of it, I think is huge. So if somebody is listening to this, how would they know divorce.com is a good option for them?
I think that really, if you've got, I say like, and then this is sort of a round number, but $2 million in assets or less, like we're a great fit. I mean, and that's a lot of money. That's a lot of people. If you are not in an abusive situation, right? In abuse, mediation doesn't work because you have somebody that has the extreme upper hand, right? You have somebody that is fearful and somebody that's an abuser, and so we're not a fit. Right. But otherwise, we work in all 50 states and in most of the Canadian provinces. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So I want to just reiterate that for people who are listening to this, they are in all 50 states. And you work with both contested and uncontested divorce, correct?
That's correct.
Right. So if somebody is looking to get divorced and they're very overwhelmed with how to get started, you can literally go divorce.com, type it into your web browser, pick a package, and get started that way. And when you're working through this, you mentioned this before, but I just want to bring it up another time. When you're working through the process, you get assigned a manager. Do they stay with you through that entire process, or how does that work?
Yeah, they stay with you even through post-divorce. So once you're divorced, right, you have a legal contract that says, you know, let's say you're supposed to sell the house or somebody's supposed to stay in the house and, you know, refinance the mortgage. I don't know. I'm just kind of making this stuff up.
Yeah.
So you have a legal contract that says that. And you are legally divorced, but you still have to go do those things, right? You still need to refinance your mortgage or sell your house or whatever. And so we have a lot of partners that kind of can help, you know, chop up that work post-divorce. So the case manager stays with you from, you know, birth to death, if you will, on this whole process.
Or we'll say death to birth. We'll switch that
around. Yeah.
So if somebody's interested in working with divorce.com and they have questions, what is the best way to get in touch with you all?
just get a divorce.com. Our 1-800 number is there. We answer the phone in less than a minute. That's something that's really, really big for me is I don't like to wait on the phone and I don't want my customers to wait on the phone. So our customer support, whether you are a customer or you are a prospect, we answer the phone for you quickly from I think 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. or maybe 9 p.m. Right. We also respond to emails within a day. We have chat. So yeah, just go to divorce.com. It's easy to remember. Yeah.
Which is amazing customer service, knowing the divorce industry. I just want to say that. that's fantastic. Liz, as somebody that's been through this process as a human and as the head of divorce.com, what would be some wise words? I'm springing this on you, but what would be some wise words you could give to somebody going through divorce?
I would say, you know, everybody has like sort of the urban myth of the woman who served her husband at the golf club or something like that, or the man that served his wife on the tennis court that's the cheating spouse or whatever and made this big public embarrassment. Some of our customers have us tell their spouse they're getting divorced, or, you know, you have, your spouse just served, you know. I think like breaking it back down to the golden rule, treat others the way you wish to be treated. If you would want your spouse to let you know they want a divorce that way, then go for it. But I assure you that not handling that the right way really sets up this project, the divorce project, if you will, in a really, really bad way. So I think have some empathy for your spouse and try to treat them the way you wish to be treated as much as you can. And this may require, you know, you to put on your big girl pants during that time. But it just, you know, you can put what you put into something is what you get out of it. Right. And so that'd be one of my, which isn't a very divorce.com specific thing, but you know, I would just say anybody getting divorced, that would be that I would want to consider.
Well, I appreciate you sharing all of this. And obviously we're going to put everything in the show notes so people can easily go over to divorce.com. And we're cooking up some good stuff with you guys too. So more to come for sure. But if you are listening to this and you would like more information, go to divorce.com. And there is a phone number there you can call. Or is there a contact that they can put in if they don't want to get on the phone right now, Liz?
Sure. I mean, they can put in their email. We'll email them.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah. Or chat or anything. There's a ton of, there's just a ton of information. They can like read about the process. It's all demystified.
Amazing. We love that. We love that. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Liz.
Yeah. Thank you. I enjoyed it. Appreciate you.
Thank you for listening to today's story. We're always here and we're so proud of you.
A Fresh Story is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again. You can read the show notes and learn more about today's episode at afreshstory.com.